Good morning. Hey, we're going to get rolling here. And man, what a great weekend I had. For those of you that Nashville's just booming. I got to go to the Music City Grand Prix. It was incredible. These guys are driving 180 miles an hour over the bridge. I mean, it was nuts. And but Nashville's going to be fun. I'm going to talk to you about that. Of course, we got the kickoff coming up. So we'll get rolling right off. I got a lot of stuff to cover. I think you'll be plugged in pretty good here. And we got some people will call on. So anyhow, as usual, if you need anything, hold on here. I don't know why my deal's not working right. There we go. Support Lucas, of course, is the man. Ideas, you can send them in, keep bringing them. We keep getting great ideas. And then Kristen is running all of the training. You know that way, training is incredible every single week. If you're a $10,000, if you made 10 grand in a month last month, or you're a $100,000 earner, be sure and get reach out to her. We keep hearing from all of these people that, great. I mean, everybody's prepared, and I mean, it's always good. So anyway, we got that same August schedule. I'm going to talk more about this a little bit later in the slides on the way I would be working this. We got the kickoff on Saturday. We got the greatest lineup you're ever going to hear from regarding securities. And that is going to start. It's at 8 a.m. this coming Saturday from 8 to noon. Literally, you're going to learn how to kill it. Okay. I'm going to be covering the way I market American funds. I've got, 20 something slides that I'm going to walk you through, and we're going to have other people doing other funds. We're going to have it's going to be incredible. So you want to get your team in on that. But it's all about securities. If they have a securities license, they're going to be like fired up to get a securities license. So we got that coming up. Okay. Nashville, of course, is the 14th through the 17th. And, I've been fortunate. I've met a lot of people that have done very well in business outside of Primerica. One of the things that I believe this conference is going to do for you is it's going to give you a different outlook, all the way back to Jay Abraham's stuff back in the days when I first started listening to him, he said that, one of the keys to having breakthroughs is to find things from outside of your industry, which will allow you, but you can use in your industry, but it's out of the box. And then what happens is you start doing that. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what happened to me. We get on the radio, and that was out of the box. Nobody had been doing the radio. Dave Ramsey and I had this epiphany. I say that. We listened to this radio show every morning in the office by full-timers. And one of the ladies that's one of my RVPs, Lucia, she said to me, you could do that show better than that guy, okay? Because we would listen, it was always something wrong. And so then a couple weeks later, they made the announcement the guy was going off the air. And Ramsey had gone bankrupt, and he was one of my reps. And I called him up. I said, hey, man, let's go do this radio show. I'll talk about investments, insurance. You can talk about real estate and getting out of debt. And we go down to the radio show, get to the radio show, walk in there. It's in bankruptcy, but it's a 100,000 watt station. And we tell them, we'll do the show and you don't have to pay us. And that was the magic word. And they gave us an hour every day, okay, on the radio. So we go down there. So now we've done the radio. And immediately I start finding out, wow, you can do radio and then you can have something. And we called it the money game. And you can do things like seminars, which I'd never done. So we had the first money game seminar. How about that? And people came to it and they showed up and we're like, oh, wow. And then they told us that you got it. So I started doing seminars all the time. Built my whole business based on every 2 weeks, I'd have big money seminars, not recruiting, big money seminars. That would be the way I would do things. And because I knew everybody's trying to recruit people into multi-level marketing and all these things, these business opportunities, but they weren't bringing them in to learn how to win the money game. And so I started doing all that. And then they told us at the radio, you need to work this little trade show booth down here. You're a celebrity. All right. You got to be downtown during this thing that was going on called Summer Lights. We have a booth and somebody came up to me. All right. And they said, I've got a question about an investment. Are you the guy on the radio? I'm like, yeah. Next thing you know, I set like four appointments and did business with people where they came to the booth. I was like, this is great. I'm going to set up a booth everywhere. And so we started doing trade show booths. We got some coming up now that we're doing. And so it was like none of this stuff was being done. And then I was thinking, man, where's everybody at during Christmas? They're at the mall. Let's just go set up at the mall. And we put our booth at the mall, did all that stuff, cost like $10,000 like years and years ago to do it for 6 weeks. And we got 40,000 leads of people coming through, signing up. I was like, wow, none of that's being done. And then suddenly things start rocketing. So listen to this, guys. I'm going to bring in speakers. You're going to love this. So the first guy I want to introduce you to is a buddy of mine. Now here's a picture. Okay. If any of y'all know who the guy in the middle is, that's Jason Aldean. There I am on the left. And so Jason is the pretty much it's hands down. Jason's the number one country artist that there is, period. And the guy right to the right of Jason. Okay. I got if you're facing the screen to the right is Kevin. Kevin has been my buddy since we were 10 years old. We've been playing golf since 10 years old. But let me give you a little background on Kevin. His family started out in the music business. His father was Elvis's first agent. How about that? Elvis's first agent. And then he lost Elvis, but he had Johnny Cash the whole time. So then Kevin got in the business. All right. Kevin is a client of mine. We've played golf everywhere. And Kevin got in the business and he worked literally for 20 years, making probably $100,000 a year, all right, as an agent. And then he found Jason inside of a bar. He'd been looking at prospecting everywhere. He booked Jason for $250 a night. That was his first show that he was booking Jason for. Jason now gets in on the weekends, okay, where he's the lead of a, like a festival, $1,250,000 a night. Kevin is the agent for not only Jason, he's the agent for Florida Georgia Line, if you follow country music, and here recently, Morgan Wallen, okay? And so Jason and all these guys. So I've been able to have a chance to hang out with these guys. Incredible. We went to this concert, but Kevin is one of our first speakers and I'm going to be introducing you to how he went. Now, if you understand the agent business, you're 100% commission. How about that? An agent, they get 10% of the act. Is that crazy? 10% of the act. So now 10% of 100, 1.2 million is pretty cool, right? And so Kevin's gone out and become a multi-millionaire in that business. We'll end up in the Country Music Hall of Fame. He's one of our sales team pro speakers. And I told him, I said, dude, I want you to talk about how you went out and found these guys and how you built your business. How about that? So we got this coming up. If you haven't registered, you need to go and get registered. From what I understand, Bree's on vacation this week. But the rooms are all right now. The rooms at the hotel are basically about sold out. So you need to get moving on that. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about handling problems and the way you go about doing things, because you know, a lot of time, you know, this weekend we're going to have a lot of training. Today we're going to have training. But anyway, in business and in life, we always have problems, right? Now, I remember John Addison saying the difference between a problem and a situation. The difference in a problem and a situation is you can solve a problem. You can't solve a problem with money, but most people have situations. So the first thing we do is we turn them into challenges. Tom Hopkins has said that. The next thing that happens is if you want to have followers, in other words, clients and agents, then you got to be somebody that takes care of their stuff, right? You can't be the emotional wreck that's going to end up, you know, if something happens, you're never going to have followers if you're not stable enough to take care of your own stuff. So the first thing I would recommend you do is you work on your own personal finances in the financial business, get your finances right. Once you learn how to take care of your stuff, then you're stable. And then you're able to take care of others. In other words, controlling your attitude and controlling shutdowns. And what shutdowns are is when you get overwhelmed and you shut down And then you let a month go by or 2 months go by or a week go by, whatever. And then you lose momentum. So you got to learn to take care of your stuff. Once you're strong enough to handle your stuff, you'll start having people follow you. Okay. Because you're able to not only keep yourself off the cliff, you're going to coach them off the cliff. And that includes your customers and your reps. And of course your family. All right. You know, it's funny. I have four kids and I'm just like, okay, who's calling today? It's always something, right? All right. I got four kids. I got employees. But what I have to do is learn how to control my stuff. Okay. And that's my attitude and not allow myself to get shut down. Then what we do is we focus on doing the right thing and we focus on helping people reach their goals. Now watch this. The first thing you need to focus on, I was on the phone with Brad Gerard yesterday and he said, you know, for years, it's always been, everybody's about focus on your recruiting. He says, no, the clients are what we got to focus on. If we focus on the clients are going to stick with us forever, which is going to support our reps. So we got to make sure that the clients have a good outcome. And I'm going to show you something that's going to blow your mind. All right. But this is why we do what we do. So you focus on that for your clients and you got to focus on it for your, help your goal, the or reps reach their goals. So we got to do it for your clients. We got to do it for your reps. We got to do it for you and your family. And what's going to happen is over time, you're going to make sure that everybody has got a real plan. And when you do that, your income just automatically goes up, right? I mean, one of the things I've always said is this, find something you like, become great at it, and you'd never have a job anymore because it's fun. And because it's fun, you'll do a lot of it, which will allow you to become great at it, and your income will automatically follow. So what you when you're starting your business out, you got to say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the right thing is what I'm going to do. So this is a picture of my dad, Kip Ridley, and me. How about that? All right, Kip, I'm direct to Kip. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's a storyline behind why we got to do the right things for people. Now, I want you to think through this. You know, we talk about market risk. We talk about, you know, inflation risk, but we also talk about longevity risk, meaning that you just outlive your money, right? So here's my dad over here. This is me. I don't know how old I was. A lot of people think I was 16 when I started. Okay. I have that look. I don't even know where I'm at, but anyway. But the point being is here's my dad and Kip Ridley and myself. Okay. Well, here's my mother. My mother just turned 98 today. How about that? Today, 98. All right. So 98, think about that. 98. My parents sold their business 38 years ago. All right. And they sold the business. My dad built some houses, about 30 houses. He was a contractor. They lived off of that. And then my dad passed away 7 years ago. All right. Almost 7 years ago. And so we, over time, took the money that we sold all these houses. And then we put the money into a trust. So we take that trust. Now think about this. 38 years later, she's alive, doing well. Okay. So she turned 98 today. Now think about this. So I want to show you a little about why you need to be doing the right thing for your customers. Okay. If you look here, this is the portfolio value history of the money that we put into my dad's name at the time that he died in order, at that time it was a $2 million estate tax exemption. And we did that. So we put in $1,674,000 on 7/6 of 15. All right. We added 278 in there. We withdrew 168 for my mom and stuff like that. The current gains on the account are $1,852,000. How about that? Year to date, after withdrawing 22,000, this is today, the account is up 406,000. Think about that, guys. This is why we do these things. You look at this and you're like, my mother's 98. she's very healthy. I mean, obviously, if you're 98, you're doing great. But my mother has never worried about anything financially, period. Okay. Now, if you notice, there's only been 22,000 pulled out of this. That covers the, you know, she's in a nice assisted living, stuff like that. But then we took my, so there's 406,000 of gains this year. Think about that. That's called my dad died. This is the money we put in his name. This is what happens when you do the right thing. Now watch this. My mother's account, we put the remaining in there, put in 30, added 700 when we sold the house, withdrew 144. It's up 300,000. We took 75,000 and gifted every year out of that account to get it out of the estate, and it's up 82,000. So if you look at this year to date, $500,000 of earnings. Is that just, it just blows my mind. And when I sit there and I tell people, do the right thing, all of my family, myself, all of us, okay, no one owned or had ever heard of a mutual fund account, period. Nobody knew it. Nobody had any idea what it was. All of my family have been doing this for 36 years, okay, starting to do stuff with mutual funds and investments. This is what we do for people. So you get in your head, you say, man, I got to recruit, or I got to sell. No, what you got to do is you got to do right by people. And if you do right by people, things happen, and they actually not only happen, they happen to not only your clients, it happens to you too. Because think about that. Wouldn't you feel great that you went in there and you did something for your family, okay, and your friends and things like that? So we got to always be doing it right. We got to always be taking the time to give the value. The value proposition is not the product, okay? The product is insurance, term insurance, mutual funds, stuff like that. The value proposition is we teach people what to do. They can buy this product anywhere. But what we do, you got to stay with them. You got to do this kind of stuff. And you put yourself in a position where people value you. And then all of your referral systems and all that stuff start working. So I wanted to show you that. I mean, so what you want to do is remember this same old mindset, head in the sand approach. It doesn't work. All right. So what we have to always be doing is thinking about not rinse and repeat. We can't accept slower no growth. You can't do that. You want to go out and you want to make things happen, okay, to where you have a life, all right? So our goal is to have a life. The way we get a life is we create plans for people that give them a life, all right? And you have a visionary mindset. We look at our business and we look at our processes and we say, no, this is not working. We're going to change it. And you start thinking that way. This is the way we go about. And then you create solutions where you can grow at every level. You can sit there and you say, I'm going to grow this. I'm going to change this. I'm going to do this, that kind of thing. And so the goal is what? Double your income in half the time, right? And that, wouldn't that be the better mindset? All right. I love doing what I'm doing. I love it more when I'm doing it 2 days a week and I'm getting to go, you know, play golf. I mean, I played golf 4 days this week, last week, and on Sunday, I went to this Grand Prix. I mean, this thing was incredible. I've never been to those kind to like, IndyCar race. Those guys are the craziest people on the planet. I mean, they are dry. I mean, it's insane. But anyway, so I want to be able to do all those kind of things. And the way I do that is I get my game on to where I'm paying attention and I take ideas. All right. I take those ideas. I might put some money behind those ideas. Right. I take people and help me implement those ideas. And then I use technology to make those ideas smoother. So what happens is when you're working all the time, you don't have time to do the most important work, which is thinking, right? So, you know, my dad used to say, he says, you know why people don't think? Because it's hard work, right? I mean, you know, that's so why do you have, so what happens is if you start saying, I'm going to get it done in half the time, that's going to free your mind up, all right? And then your mind, then you have ideas, all right? And then you get these ideas and you're like, hey, I'm going to put a little money into this. And I'm going to get my people trained where they can take it to the next level for me. I'm going to figure out all the great technology to make it run. All right. And next thing you know, you got this system. You know, I had to put on my U4. How many hours a week did you put into Salesforce Pro? And guess what it was? Somebody mute yourself. So I put on my U4. I put in 3 hours a week into Sales Team Pro. How about that? Is that crazy? 3 hours a week. Now, why? Because I've got people, I got technology, I got ideas, all that stuff. And then I got implementers, right? So what you want to be thinking about is this, let's change the way we view it. Let's just make the assumption we're going to work less and make more. And then what automatically happens when you say, I only got this much time to get it done, what's going to happen is you're going to start utilizing the most productive ways of doing it. And you're actually going to get way more done and you're going to have way more freedom, which is what everybody wants. We want time and money. So I'm going to give an example of what I saw. This is a long time ago. And I'll tell you, the J. Abraham stuff for me, it changed my whole, it goes back in time. Jay's the, I listen to his podcast, you know, and, you know, every week, it's like 200, you should start at number one and just go, there's like 200, it's called The Ultimate Entrepreneur. But I bought his book back in the early 90s, all right? And he talked about optimizing back then and getting more out of more. And anyway, in 1 year, I had 325 base shop recruits and 81 code numbers. The next year, I had 337 recruits and 267 code numbers, all right? So I want you to look at that. So what I had decided was I could not grow at a 25% recruit to code ratio. I couldn't grow, all right, because I was losing 30% of my codes anyway that didn't renew. And I said, I got to plug these holes up, right? So I went from 1 year, 325 and 81 to 337 and 267. And you said, how did you do that? Well, here's what I did. I started looking at, okay, I took a critical
approach. Be able to do the test.
All right, here we go. All right, mute yourself, guys. It included a new process. Statement of understanding for every new recruit. They signed it, outlining everything expected. So when they started, they came in, we had a hiring pack. All right. And then we had the statement of understanding. It says, I cannot earn money unless I have a license. Initial. We do not provide any leads. I will be responsible for my own warm market. Initial. Okay. Licensing class is this, and you must attend all of it or you will not get to take your test. Duh. It's so daggum detailed. Okay. And people had to sign off, and then the rep had to sign off on it. Okay. That recruited him. We required before we would submit the IBA, they had to have their top 20 list completed, ran a copy of it, turned it in with a pack, and we wouldn't give recognition credit or send in anything until that happened. So we would say, somebody would turn in a hire pack and say, it's incomplete. And what do you mean? We don't have a top 20 list on there. Go get the list from the people, run a copy of it, and then we'll submit it. Otherwise, you're not getting it submitted. Ultimately, guess what happened? Everybody did it. Okay. We would schedule the test prior to the licensing class. That was the deal. So we knew that we had you're going to be testing on Wednesday. Let's take a look, do that. So then we counted a recruit only if they went to class and was licensed and trained for promotion. Recruiting didn't matter. Okay. We only counted for promotions, trained recruits that were licensed. What was trained? They had three training cells that they did, and they had their license. And that's the only recruit that counted for anything. The rest of it was crap. We didn't care. Because guess what? Unlike people that you recruit are that don't get licensed, they're an energy waster. They don't provide nothing. Okay. All right. Other than wasted energy, I would rather go make a sale without them so I don't have to deal with them. Okay. Taking up my energy. All right. Because I know they're never going to produce anything on the back end. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We can build training. We'll sell their market. That just bothers me. It just, my neck hurts thinking about that. Okay. Eventually, we didn't even field train until they were licensed. Hey, if you're not licensed, we're not even going out with you. You're not wasting your time. We changed our class schedule after looking at the way the class, all right, was running. We did Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday rather than Friday, Saturday, Sunday because we knew that they were brain dead. And we came and brought them back in. We tested all this. All right. We turned around. We had all the recruiters meet the person at the licensing class. So when the class started on Friday night, we met them there. Okay. That was part of it. I had an opening video I did specifically for the class, telling them all the reasons that they're going to want to quit and why they don't pay attention and all this kind of stuff. All right. I had Saturday training automatically break when lunch happened for the licensing class. Everybody could go to lunch with them and overcome objections, right? All these things. I had created a securities cram course. We had 50% of them get securities licensed. The reason was every 6 weeks when we did our fast start school, when we did those, we had a sign up day, and we even brought a police officer to the office for the sign up day to do their fingerprints for them. All right. So now you sit there and overnight my business went from 30,000 a month, 100 grand a month in premium. Because now I had 400 people licensed and I had 150, 200 securities licensed. We're doing 1 million a month. Okay. In securities. And in 2 years, my income went from 300 to 900. It was over. Right. So we start thinking about it. You say, we're going to do it right. Okay. We're not going to slop it up. Okay. Cause slopping it up does what? It slops up our reputation. And then you can't recruit the right ones. So the good news, it's not 1977 anymore. Okay. We don't need to do it the way they did it in 1977. Right. All right. No computers. We had one computer in Nashville, okay, to do it. We used our home phone. No 401ks. Do we want to go back? No. Why would you sit back and do that when you got computer in your hand most of the time? Let me tell you what. Yesterday, I had a lady call in. She said, "Can you meet with me? I got as an existing client. She's a widow. She's got maybe 800 grand with me." And she called me. I said, "Yeah, I'll meet you at 4:00." Okay, I didn't write it down. I'm in my flip-flops. I'm driving somewhere else. And it's 4:15. And she says, "I'm here at Shoney's in Donaldson." And I'm like, "Oh, great. Here we go." So I go over there, got my flip-flops, the whole deal over there. Okay. And I don't have anything. All I got is my phone. And she says, Can you look up my account? I'm like, "Sure. Sit down with her." Okay. How about that? All right. This is what everybody has their phone. We can do it 24/7 and our investment size is 10 times bigger than it was back then. That's the good news. So what you do is you say, let's create a better way. Let technology help you, right? Make sense? Better way to prospect. Why do you want to do presentations? Nobody wants to do, "Hey, why am I here?" Okay. Over and over again. "Why am I here?" Okay. All right. Here is buy term and invest the difference over and over and over again. When you could let somebody already know that before you meet with them, right? Why do I want to do that? It just hurts me thinking about it, right? A better way to set appointments. Why wouldn't you let them set some of their own appointments? Better way to sell because they're already pre-sold. So we start going through better way to recruit. I got a guy that I'm supposed to do a follow-up. The guy's already watched the overview of me. All right. Now he wants to meet. I don't even know who the guy is. All right. But he came through the system, right? You retain better, better way to communicate, better way to follow up, right? So we got to start thinking, I'm going to stop stagnating, right? I'm on my weekly plan. It's including prospecting, appointment setting, follow up, my team. I put something down below that, what I'm going to do every week. I'm going to optimize every portion of everything, right? And we get it going. Then you have an ongoing goal of database growth, new contacts, new invitees to each webinar. You got the plan, you create the list, you make the follow-up, you broadcast weekly something, and you're off to the races. So now I'm going to talk about this only because I believe that most of you have forgotten the power of a certain time matters. You know, one of the things that we learned, if you talk about people doing online study, if they don't have a schedule for online study, they just won't ever get around to doing it. That's why you schedule the test. If you're wanting to take your securities license or your 65 or your mortgage, just schedule the test first. And then you're going to force yourself to study. But if you don't schedule that test, you'll put it off to the next week and put it off to the next week. And so the power of getting people in a habit, the most important thing you can do in business is to have a set schedule when you work. And if you do that, then you know where you're supposed to be, all that. You have to work your business like you were being an employee for a job with somebody telling you when you got to be there. And when you do that, you get in a routine. So all of these are part of the routine. Sunday night, I would be encouraging my people to get people plugged into the Monday night. How many do you have invited Monday, right? Then you've got, you know, the join the team, same thing. How many do you have invited on Monday? Then on we got Wednesday, we've got the real estate professionals. Guys, the real estate market right now, these real estate agents, let me tell you what's going on in the real estate business. All right. I'm very familiar with the real estate business. Okay. Realtors can't, yeah, it sounds all the houses are great, all this stuff. The big realtors are doing great because they get all the listings and then they have 15 people making an offer. But the reason that real estate prices are going up and there's 15 people is because there's less houses out there on the market. All right. So therefore, you've got most of your realtors, it's like right now, the majority of your realtors are just sitting back and watching everybody else make money. This is the perfect time to recruit these people because the big ones had the contacts and if they get a listing, but you know, if you take a buyer out there right now, a realtor takes a buyer, you know what? They may have to go make five or six offers just to get one house bought. All right. And if they're doing that, they're going to work five or six times as much to make a sale. I mean, guys, what a great way to do it. Then, of course, Tuesday, we got this. Then you got Monday and Thursday again. Okay. And then you got the kickoff. You got all this stuff. Then you got all of these things that you use in order to step your game up. That's what it boils down to. So, all right, I'm done. I'm wore out. Let me see what we got. We got some, let me bring some on. First off, John. Hey, John Peretz. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Well, I hear you killed it, as always. And so tell me what's going on, man.
Yeah, Sunday night was a huge honor in the partnership broadcast. It was a lot of fun to do that. And, you know, I think this community is absolutely incredible of the cross-pollinating that happens. I'm really, really excited to finally see everybody in person come Nashville. Nashville, I really think Nashville is going to be the greatest conference that really ever. I just think it's setting up to be that kind of event. We're coming out of having COVID for 2 weeks. So it's just to freaking be back in the game. And nobody talks about freaking
losing
to get back and starting to put processes back in place. So we're just happy to be healthy and back in the saddle, Roy.
Very good. And hey, and now, you know, the good thing, like what you did on Sunday. And I mean, isn't it great, man, to not have to do Sunday every week? I mean, isn't it great to just have the best training going on ever? I mean, you guys, you realize that even if somebody's got a big hierarchy, they don't have this, what we got going on. All right. I mean, to where you can plug your people in and you know that everybody's going to be not only great, they're going to be prepared and all this kind of stuff. Hey, Marcy, are you there? Marcy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey,
I'm
here. Marcy's on there Sunday too. So what's going on in your business?
Oh my gosh. Listen, I got to tell you, Sunday night was so awesome. I recorded a couple of pieces, that last 4 points that you guys covered, and sent it to some new reps on, you know, just on a video, and they're all fired up. So that was just the best thing on Sunday night. What I want to tell you guys is, you know, there's a big builder school coming up the same weekend as Nashville. Okay. And I have some friends that are like, oh, aren't you going to big builder school? It's big builder school. And I was realizing, remember when we would miss birthday parties and things like that? Well, I'm not going to this builder school family reunion. I'm going to go build my business going to Nashville, because if I take a look at what I'm doing, I've been doing the same thing over and over and over again with these builder schools. I've seen them 100 times. I got to learn how to drive this car so I can drive in the Grand Prix instead of on a gravel road. So I'm headed to Nashville.
Well, let me tell you, Mark, we got the speaker lineup. I'm going to announce every week what we got coming in. But I mean, I'm promise you, these guys that are, you're going to learn more from, you know, outside. It's going to be all this stuff. You're going to be like, wow, I never thought about doing that. Okay. I mean,
I got an idea for everybody though, too. And that is that I had my office manager go on ahead and print off all of the letters, because there's so many broadcasts or campaigns.
Yes.
And so she color coded them. All right.
Oh,
so
there you go.
Easier. I'm real visual. So she has a copy and I have a copy. And then I sent out the recontact one. It's like, I'm embarrassed to say this, but it's like one of the only ones I've ever sent out. And I got 125 answers the first day out of 645 contacts. Wow. So now I've been able to start sorting and identifying who are my customers, who are my clients, and who are my advocates. And I'm going to start sending out individualized stuff based on that.
Well, and let me tell you, I'm glad you brought that up. We got two things that hey, Steve, are you there? Steve, let's see if Steve's on.
I had to get my unmute button. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So Steve, tell Marcy, it goes along with what we're doing here. Tell them about what we're getting ready to roll out.
Oh, well, the first thing that we're doing, and hopefully within the next few days, cross my fingers, is a more comprehensive search for contacts. You know how we have that one now that drops down, but we have all of this financial information, places that you can put stuff in for people, you know, income, mortgages, all that kind of stuff, but you couldn't really search for it. So that's coming up, a way to find somebody from all that information that we put in. And then shortly after that, we're going to do tags. We just got more stuff coming up pretty soon.
Yeah. So we're expecting the search to be coming out in the next few days. And so Marcy, that's going to have something to do. And then the other thing, And so then the other thing that we're going toward, and guys, this is a big job, but I've already been talking to Steve about it, and that is called lead scoring. Okay. And what lead scoring is you're going to be able to pull engagement. Okay. So engagement would be, well, this guy's downloading everything. And you know, suddenly they're doing this. And so wonder what's up. All right. And so we're going to lead score. And what my ultimate goal is to lead score your database from 1 to 10,000 based on engagement. All right. How often they open, how often they download, how often they sign up, all these kind of things. And we're just, and Steve's like, oh, you're killing me. But that is ultimately, I'm going to give you a little background. HubSpot, if you want to get a great marketing newsletter, just go to HubSpot. And HubSpot will generate, you know, 80 or 100,000 inbound leads. They sell a CRM. And it's very high end. It spends more, a lot of B2B stuff, but But I went to their marketing conference probably 6, 7, 8 years ago in Boston, and spent 3 days at a tech marketing conference, which was incredible. And anyway, they lead score so well that that they close about 96% of anyone they call. All right. So if they have hundreds of thousands of names, but they have to go through the process and they have narrowed it down to where they know when the people in the buying cycle are ready to do something. And if they make a call, they close about 95, 96% of the phone calls that they have out of this gigantic database. So if you think about, you know, Sales Team Pro right now has 800,000 names in it. Well, what if we could lead score, if that was your database and you could lead score 800,000 names and you say, this one is number one. They've done more. They've shown us, they stepped through these little holes here and now they're ready. And you pick the phone up and they're like, oh, hey, I'm glad you called. We've been thinking, you know, that kind of thing. So we're working on that kind of stuff. So that's kind of the stage. Now, hey, Norm, you around? Norm?
Yeah, Norm's here, man.
Hey, buddy. So you're doing Sunday, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Well, tell us what's coming up.
We're going to rock it on recruiting.
All right, good.
I mean, so, I only had 11 personal recruits last month, so I might know a little something. I'm not
a sure. a little bit about it. Good. And how did you get your 11 personal recruits?
Well, I had one client that I recruited. I recruited 6 off of LinkedIn only. And okay. Then I stole five agents from another insurance office here in town.
Okay. There you go. Well, hey, that'll work. So we're doing all about, so get this, guys, Saturday, 4 hours, all about securities. And Sunday's going to be all about recruiting. Who's going to be in there with you?
I am not sure. I know Kristen's working on that. She did give me one
Casey
name.
Casey Ruddy and Diana Carey are both confirmed.
Okay. All right, there we go. So where's Diana at? Diana, are you on here?
Diana.
Where are you at, Diana? So Norm, you're gonna have a great helper there. I'm trying to see where Diana is. I can't hear her.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. We're gonna kill it.
Okay.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Where are you at?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, there you are. What's going on?
Right over here. You know what? Marcy just spoke some words, man. I tell you, she just said what I had said months and months ago. But you know, the good thing about this whole thing is, like, you know, Norm said, hey, you know, recruiting and things of that nature. And we're in that recreating stage. And I think that we've been here before. The best part about recreating yourself in Primerica with these resources like Sales Team Pro is that you're at a higher level. I mean, you're just at a higher level and you're learning. And I think that if you don't think you get too big for this business, you will still be excited, because I'm sitting here like, half the stuff you talk about, Roy, I ain't interested in doing that stuff. I mean, I don't want to go no golf course. I don't. My husband bought me golf clubs. I don't sell them. I'm not going to use them, right? I don't know about racing no cars, but the energy that you bring from the diversity of the other businesses, that's what's got me intrigued. I want to know how the other guys are doing it, right? And I mean, know if they can do it, we can do it.
I'm telling you, I got people. I'm narrowing it. I don't know how many I'm going to have. But I reached out to a Heisman Trophy winner too. How about that? His buddy of mine. So anyway, we got all kinds of people that are from everything. We got dentists, doctors, real estate. I mean, these are all people I know are coming. Okay. Country music. Okay. I mean, I can go on, and you're going to learn that you're going to be like, wow, I never thought about that. You know, I didn't know I didn't know I could do something called farming. Okay. And that's one of my buddies who I'm bringing in. He farms real estate and he's only sold 5,000 houses himself. Okay. I mean, no agents, just 5,000 houses. Think about that, guys. 5,000 houses. Okay. One person. All right. No agents, no nothing. All right. So we're going to have, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So, hey, real quick, guys, Sales Team Pro has sold out all the Cambria. Okay. Hotel. So it's fully booked. So we're going to go for our overflow on the rooms. So all of our rooms are booked. you need to go ahead and get your registration in for the event. We're going to limit it to, it's going to be 400 is the limit on our room there. And so we're going to call, I'm going to be in touch with the Marriott to figure out what's going on. So to get us some more room. So we got that happening. Okay. Anybody jump in? Let's see who we got. I hadn't heard from in a while. Dano Deck, what's going on, buddy? Dano.
How much, man? Just cracking it.
Two or three ideas. What's happening?
Actually been sending out some campaigns to some prospects that I talked to in the past, and kind of driving them through the sales team pro system. That's kind of where I've got them tracked at. And then some direct email campaigns out to them, personalized, and then it actually drives them through my website, actually picks up the LFIC recruiting video, lets them get that poet, and then just kind of circle back around after I know they've been in there and follow around. It's brought three new recruits in this week.
Good, good. I mean, guys, the whole thing is we build our database, we drip them, and eventually they stick their head up and make things happen. Hey, Josh, what do we got going Friday on the Clubhouse?
So Clubhouse this week, we're kind of going to be going a little deeper into what we did last week, but we're going to be talking about how it's going to be a little all over the place. So we've got kind of a couple different weeks that we had unsolved business. So we're going to be talking about more of those finishing those ideas and stuff. I had an idea yesterday. You know, it's so important, like your center of influence, right? Like who you're around. I can't remember who originally said that, top five people, that's how you earn your income, you know, that kind of thing. And, I mean, I've been spending so much more time talking with like you and Dean and George Verdugo and, you know, just people like that in my life. But then yesterday I golfed with a buddy who just bought a jet. And I mean, when a multi-million dollar jet used.
Yeah, airplane money is real money.
Yeah, like real serious. A 9-passenger like jet that can fly to like Mexico, single flight kind of thing. So we're golfing yesterday and we're talking about my business a little bit briefly. And he was like, he asked something, however we got into it, but he asked basically like, if I made my calls or like, what do I do? You know? And he was like, why do you ever call anybody? He's like, I don't understand why you would ever talk to anybody outside of just doing it. He was like perplexed, you know, like he was like, what are you talking about? So you think about where we're at. We're like, get your referrals, call your referrals, set your appointments, do your point. And then here's a guy who bought a jet and he's like, why would you ever talk to anybody outside of like closing the sale? And then he even like went so far to like, why would you even close the sale? Like, he was like, why wouldn't you just like get the system to bring in all the leads, pay somebody who's licensed to do like set the appointments, and then pay a closer to close the appointments, and you just override the whole deal. Like why he's like, why would you even touch any of it? He was like, it's exactly what you and I said like a couple weeks ago when we joked, like, I'm lazy. I don't want to do presentations. I'm going to close business.
Right.
And here's this guy saying exactly that. And he was like, look, most people, like Michael Gerber said, they're not entrepreneurs. He goes, they can't think that big. He says, so just give them a job, tell them to set your appointments, fill up your calendar, train some guys, then fill up their calendars. And he goes, then you don't got to do jack and you'll just get paid, you know? And you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, bigger thinking.
And the key to that is you got to have a system that generates, you know, current inbound things. I mean that, you know, I've told you guys, I don't ever make appointments, you know? I mean, I still have a few customers that call me directly, you know, from years of, you know, stuff like that. But Bree handles 100% of it. I mean, and, you know, a sales assistant is a, you know, yeah. And then you start and not only that, but you're putting the process in place. So, and that's where the ideas come in. And then, you know, you invest money into it. I mean, this whole sales team pro thing, guys, I had hundreds of thousands of dollars invested in this before we got any, even had a subscriber. All right. But my mindset initially was I was going to do it for me. I knew that I could even turn a profit on what I'm going to get out of it, you know? And so, yeah, you got to be ideas, got to be thinking, got to be stretching a little bit, making things happen. Hey, all right. So that's, tell them what time that is.
our clubhouse is Fridays at 10 Eastern, 10 a.m. Eastern, Friday morning.
10 a.m. Eastern. So what you need to do, if you don't have it, they do what? Will they do it to get
on? Just make sure you're in the Sales Team Pro Telegram. Okay, so the Sales Team Pro Telegram, we'll make sure that's in the chat right now if you're not in there, so you can link into that. And you just click on the link. We'll have an invite link. Hey, Friday morning, here it is. Click on that. Download the Clubhouse app. It'll pop you right in. And you're going to hear open conversation from a bunch of amazing people that are panelists on here all the time. Ed Randall comes on, Mark Drake, George Verdugo. I mean, just all these people come on and talk about whatever the topic is that week. So,
very good. Hey, Ray Binkley, what's up, buddy? I haven't heard from you. Ray. Let's see if we get Ray. If not, we'll jump to George. George, you still here?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. Give us good. I know you always got great ideas. Give us two or three things.
Well, a couple of
things. Hey, you got your hat, man.
I do. You like that, huh?
Hey, I like it.
My wife was asking me, why'd you buy that hat? I said, you wouldn't understand. Hey, well, listen, a couple of things. You know, I've been kind of quiet lately. I've talked about this in the past, that we could see ourselves, a bunch of us on this call, making $100,000 a month. So I'm going to prove my own theory. You know, a lot of the philosophies that you teach, I subscribe to. And what I've done is the first couple of weeks of the month, I just front load the business. Like right now, I've already got probably $55,000 in income, a couple million dollars in securities. I just got to get it through the process. And this is like the first week of the month, you know. So last month I made over 50. This month it looks like if everything goes through, I'll make 70, 80. So the idea is making sure that you're using all the tools. And one of the things I want to share with you, and Jay Abraham did the same thing for me as he did for you. I'm going to share an idea, if you don't mind me sharing my screen real quick. But what I did is I took this concept that he taught, and really I've applied it to my entire business. What he says, when you get into the sales and marketing business, people try to market themselves to the universe. He says, all that does is create suspects. He says, what you really want to do is identify your key prospect. Because if this is who you're marketing to, you're going to create clients and then recruits, which is ultimately what we want. I'm not that good, but I close 100% of the people I get in front of. And it's not because of my skill level, is because of the things that you've said. I pre-plan everything. When I get together with somebody, it really is a done deal. And it goes back to doing all the things that we're talking about. I have a client that I started following up with last November. She had a little $30,000 401k rollover, but she had told me that her parents had passed away and there was an inheritance coming. So I just kept following up with her, and I just looked at STP. I had probably 20 or 30 or 40 different correspondents. She came to see me on Saturday. She wrote me a check for $250. There's another $250 right behind that. And I've got example after example. And I looked at the emails I was sending her, and she only opened about half of them. So literally, I've communicated with her 40, 50 times over the last 6 months. When she comes in, it's a piece of cake. I got another deal, $1 million inheritance. Same deal, been following up with these people for a year and a half. When they finally say yes, it's a go. So I'm telling you right now, with what we're doing here, this $100,000 a month income, I'm gonna prove that theory. I think I've got like $2 million in the pipe this month. I believe that anybody that sets their mind to this can drive their income to $100,000. By the way, I haven't been running a base shop for the last couple of years. So the idea is with all the tools, all the resources, there's a bunch of us here that are gonna cross the $1 million mark in the next 12 months. If we could get this thing to believe that it's possible, and it's totally doable, man. So yeah, I'm totally excited about what we got going on, brother.
Hey, very good. And what's your, you know, this whole thing about, you know, taking what you did is you took, and they get to know you on a pretty individualized basis, even though you haven't been talking to them. I'll give you an example. When I first started my internet company. It was in 2008, and it was email marketing and video. Lucas was with me right pretty much from the beginning. Lucas, you've been around, what, almost 11 years now with me?
Almost 12.
Okay, so think about that. So Lucas started out with me, and all we did was video, okay, and email. We didn't do anything else, and we didn't do anything but email blast. And then we would sell people all over the country. Lucas would get on a plane, fly out there, interview them, do all this kind of stuff. And then we'd set up an email marketing deal. And I'll never forget, I went to Dallas one time for this thing. And I walked in this office that we were doing business with, and all the people knew who I was. Okay. They all knew me because we were doing these email marketing tips. Okay. All on video. It was me doing these tips on how to grow your business, email marketing. And originally I got into all of this because I wanted to have a system for me in Primerica. And then the next thing you know, one of the guys that I plan on having speaking, Dennis Wells, he was like, he's like one of the top cosmetic dentists in the world. I mean, on the Extreme Makeover, the Doctor Show, all that kind of stuff. And Dennis was like, I want this for me. I was just showing him some of the stuff I was doing for me. And then the next thing you know, we sold hundreds of dentists. Okay. The value of email marketing and video. So if you keep doing video and keep doing emails and sending out some of these video, you know, just creating some of your own stuff like that, it's like they know you. You're like you become like a movie star, all right, where you know everything about them, what they're going to say, how they're going to act, and all that kind of stuff. So,
hey, Roy, can I make one last comment?
Yeah.
You know, in trying to pursue the right prospect, I did something where I took every one of my clients that had $25,000 or less in an account and didn't have a PAC, and I kind of send them a letter saying, hey, listen, you're not going to do anything. Maybe this is not worth the relationship, and especially small funds that they're charging the annual fee.
Right.
I got calls of people that got the letter, and they said, you know, we just lost track. I met with the lady. They gave me $150,000 because I sent them a letter and I said, kind of go away, because it takes the same amount of time to follow up with somebody with a small account as it does with the client that has $1 million. And well, I got people calling me, well, how do I set up this PAC? I didn't realize the market was doing so well. So I was basically trying to get rid of people, and a lot of them don't want to go. They just didn't know that I had a choice.
Well, I always believe that. Yeah, I've always believed this, that if Primerica after 60 days, someone hasn't registered for the class or done anything like that, if they sent them a termination letter and said, you know, you've got 30 days left or you're going to be purged from the system, that people would do stuff. Because people are always used to being, you know, they avoid anything painful, right? And so, yeah, so they're right there. Now you're firing your clients and making money. So but that's the way the people think. That's thinking, right, George? That's hard work.
Yep.
Hard work. Hey, Ray Binkley.
Hey, sir. What's happening, man?
Look at you, man.
I'm on here. I'm over here at the Marriott in Arizona here at the golf course, having the time of my life. I called him. He's trying to stay cool over there.
Yeah, it's too hot for him right there.
But I'll tell you what, everything George is talking about, I'm excited about the securities deal. We've done more securities. What I'm excited about, Roy, is this. For the very first time, we've got people, non-RVPs, in the base shop that are putting up the lending. They've got it going. They're doing it themselves. And you're talking about the system. You know, I did a $110,000 trade yesterday. You know, had the hotel email all the stuff in there for me. Thank you very much. You know, and I was off for a salt scrum. So life is good.
That's what it's all about, man. Very good. All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, we got about a minute left, and just want to encourage you. I've seen the lineup. Hey, Kristen, do you have the speaker lineup for Saturday? Kristen.
Sorry. Yes, I do.
Yes. Read this off. Okay. What we got Saturday.
All right. I've got Ben Shepherd, Roy Matlock, Dean Francis, Brad Gerard, Dave Harms, Joshua Mock, Steve Stevens, George Verdugo, Mark Foresti, Bonnie Jardy, Dave Deal, Ed Randall, Ed Joan, Keith Wetter, Stacy Murdoch, and Bill Vandiver.
How about that, guys? That everybody gets it. It's going to be a freaking kill. So get your guys there, and we'll see you 8 o'clock on Pacific this coming Saturday. And then, of course, we've got Sunday night training coming up, so we'll have that as well. So with that, y'all have a great week. I will talk to you on Saturday.